Luke chapter 12, verses 32 to 59. So don't be afraid, little flock, for it gives your Father great happiness to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give to those in need. This will store up treasure for you in heaven, and the purses of heaven never get old or develop holes. Your treasure will be safe. No thief can steal it, and no moth can destroy it. Wherever your treasure is, there the desires of your heart will also be. Be ready for the Lord's coming. Be dressed for service and keep your lamps burning, as though you were waiting for your master to return from the wedding feast. Then you will be ready to open the door and let him in the moment he arrives and knocks. The servants who are ready and waiting for his return will be rewarded. I tell you the truth, he himself will seat them, put on an apron, and serve them as they sit and eat. He may come in the middle of the night or just before dawn, but whenever he comes, he will reward the servants who are ready. Understand this. If a homeowner knew exactly when a burglar was coming, he would not permit his house to be broken into. You also must be ready all the time, for the Son of Man will come when least expected. Peter asked, Lord, is that illustration just for us or for everyone? And the Lord replied, a faithful, sensible servant is one to whom the master can give the responsibility of managing his other household servants and feeding them. If the master returns and finds that the servant has done a good job, there will be a reward. I tell you the truth, the master will put that servant in charge of all he owns. But if the servant thinks, my master won't be back for a while, and he begins beating the other servants, partying, and getting drunk, the master will return unannounced and unexpected, and he will cut the servant in pieces and banish him with the unfaithful. And a servant who knows what the master wants, but isn't prepared and doesn't carry out those instructions, will be severely punished. But someone who does not know and then does something wrong will be punished only lightly. When someone has been given much, much will be required in return. And when someone has been entrusted with much, even more will be required. Jesus causes division. I have come to set the world on fire, and I wish it were already burning. I have a terrible baptism of suffering ahead of me, and I am under a heavy burden until it is accomplished. Do you think I have come to bring peace to the earth? No, I have come to divide people against each other. From now on, families will be split apart. Three in favor of me and two against me, or two in favor and three against. Fathers will be divided against son and son against father, mother against daughter and daughter against mother, and mother-in-law against daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. Then Jesus turned to the crowd and said, when you see the clouds beginning to form in the west, you say, here comes a shower, and you are right. When the south wind blows, you say, today will be a scorcher, and it is. You fools, you know how to interpret the weather signs of the earth and sky, but you don't know how to interpret the present times. Why can't you decide for yourselves what is right? When you are on the way to court with your accuser, try to settle the matter before you get there. Otherwise, your accuser may drag you before the judge, who will hand you over to an officer who will throw you into prison. And if that happens, you won't be free again until you have paid the very last penny.
Today's passage follows on from yesterday's passage that ended with that very famous verse in Luke 12, verse 31, seek first the kingdom of God above all else, and he will give you everything you need. In verse 32, if you want the kingdom, you can have it with God's pleasure. And much of the passage that follows from today talks about various aspects of the kingdom and how we ought to respond if we want to be found in his kingdom. Many who listen to this message will have investments of some kind or another. And Jesus tells us that the most secure investment, the one that will last into eternity, is giving to the poor. And in fact, he says this is such a great investment that we should sell our goods, release the finances, and invest in giving to the poor. If you want a pure heart, invest in what God cares about, because we will commit to the things that we give towards. Jesus also encourages us today to live as if he would return at any time. And in fact, the metaphor is one of preparing one's home or property for the potential hazard of a thief or burglar coming to steal and rob. If we knew when this would happen, we would of course be ready. But the whole point is that we prepare our homes and our properties in such a way that we are ready, vigilant, and aware at all times. This is the way that Jesus wants us to live, in the same way that we are aware, vigilant, and prepared for a burglar to come at any time. So we are prepared, vigilant, and aware that he might return at any time. And when he does, he wants to find us not only prepared for him individually, but also having taken care of that which he cares about, having taken care of his children in the same way that he would have. Lord, I pray today that you would help us to be faithful managers, that you would teach us how you want your children to be cared for, and that we would partner with you to do life on earth in the way that you would. Help us to invest in the way that you would. Help us to give to the poor. Lord, help us to put our money where our mouth is and where our hearts want to be. Father, help us to invest so that we will have a return on investment in eternity, one that is secure and reflects our desire to partner with you to bring heaven to earth. Help us to live in right relationship with all those around us, and to be quick to forgive and to be quick to engage, not to judge and not to fight our battles in court. Give us wisdom to establish kingdom relationships, even in matters where we have wronged others. May your desires be our desires, and may we spend our time, our money, and our resources on things that matter to you. So we be ready whenever you return.